It is the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap here on WEOL. I'm Rocco Nucci. He is Tom Evans. And a big thank you to our sponsors, Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty, for bringing you again another edition of the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. I'm Rocco Nucci. He's Tom Evans. And Tom, nice to be joined alongside you once again here. A short two-week hiatus for me, but Rob and Bruce held their own with you, right? I mean, you were kind of able to bring them through where they needed to be.
I nursed them along there. We got through it all. So, but a couple of non-wrestling guys doing a wrestling show. They were good. They were up to the task.
Yeah, a number of different car issues for me led to my brief disappearance here on the show. And I admittedly was half nervous about Rob and Bruce climbing on into the ring and seeing how they could manage. But they got the right man for the job in the Hall of Famer yourself to nurse them along, as you said. So good deal, good deal. But always an exciting time of the year on the wrestling front. I mean, we've been doing this for a number of years now, and really, the number of different tournaments and duels that you get right around the holiday season heading into the new year, it really starts to pick up as far as the action goes.
It's Christmas for the wrestlers. It's Christmas in a lot of ways that they get a 2-pound growth allowance at Christmas, so every wrestler likes that. They get a couple pounds on that, but a lot of big tournaments, a lot of 50-plus team tournaments, both boys and girls. Really find out where you're at this time of year. I watched a great interview with Scotty Burnett over at Brecksville, and Scotty talked about all those things, about this is kind of their mid-year tune-up. Some kids get exposed a little bit with some weaknesses, so it really is a good time to hit a reset button.
Yeah, no question about that, and we will have a special guest of ourselves here shortly. That'll be Dan Giuliani, head coach over at Columbia with the Raiders wrestling programs. Very excited to hear what you had to talk about with Coach Giuliani, as you had a nice chance to sit down with Dan. So with that being said, why don't we go ahead and take our first time out? When we come back, we'll be joined by Columbia Raider head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani as he sat down with the Hall of Famer himself, Tom Evans. That audio coming your way next, right here. It's the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, and you're listening right here on AM 930 WEOL 100.3 FM. We're on the mobile app, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
Welcome back to the Cobos Insurance Wrestling Wrap-Up Show. I'm here with head coach of Columbia, Dan Giuliani. Dan, congratulations on the season so far, but tell us, how many years for you at Columbia now?
This is now my sixth year as the head coach of Columbia.
Outstanding, and you know, you're coming off a pretty good weekend down at Medina. You've got a couple studs down there in the lower weight class. Tell us about the wrestlers and their Medina experience.
Medina was a great experience for us. We've been going there now for 3 years. We wanted to get there because it's where some of the best competition is. This weekend was no different. Bodie Gibbs went down there, our 106-pounder freshman, and won the whole thing. He avenged a loss to Genoa that he lost to at Ironman, and then he defeated the number 2 kid in the state from Liberty Center in the championship in a thrilling overtime match. Michael Fry, our returning state champion at 113, also had a great run. He took 6th down there, ran into some buzzsaws, but he wrestled a really great tournament, really smart. And even some other of our younger guys, like Xavier Hendon, a freshman at 150, he got to the second day and had a good run. And our senior heavyweight, Nate Chapman, who missed all of last year with an injury, he got to the second day and he had a good run. Really impressed me in watching these young guys wrestle, because we really do have a young team. Nate and Adam Wilmoth are only seniors, so all these other guys are freshmen, sophomores, and juniors. And just watching them be aggressive out there, going up against competition that's been doing it for a little bit longer than them, but showing no fear, going out there and being aggressive, it was great to see, and it gave us a lot of stuff that we can work on and build from moving into this big week for us.
Dan, talk to me a little bit about just that level of competition and how that's going to prepare you for a pretty tough LC8 this year, and then the ultimate goal of the sectionals, district, and state.
I mean, yeah, that is always the goal, is, you know, what do we do at the end of the season? So everything we're doing up to this point is to prepare for that. Going to Ironman, going to MIT. This year we're sending the whole team to the Wadsworth Grizzly Invitational, which is another meat grinder. It's not to win championships. It's not to get titles. It's to prepare them for for when it matters, because that's the competition level they're going to have to see if they want to get to the state tournament, if they want to get on the podium at the state tournament. I think, you know, last year's having Michael Fry down at that Grizzly Invitational was a big reason that he and Rushi Patel, another state qualifier from last year, had the run they had at the end of the season. So we want to give that to all our guys and, you know, help prepare them for that end of the season. That's crucial.
Dan, this Saturday we've got the Wasco Invitational, the 51st version of the Columbia Invitational here. Tell us a little bit about the importance of hosting a tournament that, to my knowledge, is the granddaddy of all wrestling tournaments here in Lorain County.
Yeah, it's our 51st one, so I think it is the oldest in the area. It's also one of the few traditional double elimination tournaments. Most tournaments now, like, is, you know, a pool to bracket tournament, which are great. You get a lot of matches, but this is a great, you know, good old-fashioned double elimination, and, you know, kids have to get ready for that at the end of the season as well. So we have a lot of good teams from around different areas, a lot of small schools, some big schools. So it's just a fun weekend. The gym gets packed, and it's the best hospitality room probably in Lorain County, and we have pretty good, you know, tournament directors that help run the thing. I mean, I'm not going to be biased here or anything, but we do have a pretty good crew that runs it, and probably one of the best officiating crew besides, like, if you went, besides like an Ironman or state tournament, we have probably the best officiating crew that you could ask for in the tournament. So it's a really good time. It's Ray Anthony and, of course, Tom Evans do a really great job of running it, and, you know, we're looking forward to this year's tournament.
Well, we're excited about it. Dan, I know you have a little added pressure this year. I know you're instrumental in getting the girls program up and running over to Columbia, but I see there's a Giuliani wrestling for the girls team. So not only do you have the pressure of trying to take care of the boys program, but now you're stepping your daughter out on the mat. Tell me a little bit about that.
Coaching in a state championship is nothing compared to coaching your own daughter or watching her compete on the mat, and I'm sure every father agrees with that. It's a totally different situation with your kid on the mat. But, you know, I'm proud of her, the work she's putting in. She's, you know, working to learn the sport. She's enjoying herself. She's got a great coach in Marty Belfi, who's teaching her the basics right now, and most importantly, making it fun for her. And she's got a great group of girls around her that she's learning from, the Caitlin Demigals, the Gabby Graces, the Justina Hannas, who all have been down to the state tournament, and, you know, they're kind of taking her under her wing. So she's having fun right now, and that's all I could ask for. And she's, you know, I'm very proud of her, whatever she does. So
I can see the pride just kind of beaming from you there, Dan. That's great stuff. Dan, we get back from Christmas, we get into that LC8 schedule. You guys do the double duels on Thursday, but it really looks like it's going to be a dogfight this year. I talked to Chris Vondrisko a little bit earlier. You know, they're the reigning champs. I think you guys won it 2 years ago. Certainly they're not going to hand anybody the crown, but he's got a nice squad over there. But I also noticed a real improved Clearview squad, and looking up and down the LC8, it looks like everybody in the LC8's got a kid that ought to be in the finals at some point in time. Talk to me about the LC8 and what you have in front of you.
Yeah, it's going to be a really interesting year. Right off the bat, we got Clearview and Firelands, two of the tough teams in the conference, and, you know, we're not overlooking anyone, and we want to go right down to business, and we've circled these dates on our calendar. We want our title back. We lost it last year. That's one of our big goals this year, is to win the dual tournament and to win the conference tournament. So we're not, you know, we're gearing up for the Wasco tournament, but we have that, you know, in our heads too about the conference, and we want to get ready for the conference. And I think we have a very good dual team set up for this year, and we got guys in places that we can move places around and play some chess matches if we have to. So I'm very confident in what my boys can do this coming dual season, and we're really looking forward to it, because I think it's going to be a very close fight. And with the way the scoring is now in wrestling, you're seeing a lot more tech falls and major decisions in these matches. Our match with Strongsville actually had more or less pins than decisions and major decisions. So I think with the new scoring, it's going to make some of these dual meets a lot more exciting.
Well, outstanding, Dan. We're looking forward to seeing you down. We're looking forward to seeing you this Saturday over the Columbia. Obviously, that's a lot of fun for us, but then also down the road, and I know you're going to make a long run into the tournament this year, so thanks for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Back on the WELL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap, presented by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty, right here on AM 930 WELL 100.3 FM. I'm Rock Anushi. He's Tom Evans. Big thanks to Columbia Raider head wrestling coach Dan Giuliani, kind enough to share some time with us here on the Wrestling Weekly Recap. If you missed that interview, no worries. It'll be available over at WEOL.com. We'll try and get that on the front page. If not, it'll be under the high school wrestling section under the sports tab. Always nice catching up with Coach Giuliani. How long has he been over at Columbia?
Sixth
now?
Year. It seems like
it's
just yesterday.
Year over yeah, it's there. Wow.
Sixth year already as the head coach. And it, again, it seemed like just when he said that, and I said, wow, it just really kind of took me aside a little bit because it feels like just yesterday I was talking to the principal over there on the AD and putting a good word in for Dan to get that job. I knew he'd do a great job, and he's done a tremendous job over at Columbia.
Yeah, I mean, obviously he's had some real talented individuals alongside him over there in Raider land, but on the whole, yeah, it's just a real solid program that he's built over there at Columbia.
And
it's
a program with great tradition. Yeah, we think about wrestling. You know, we've talked about Southview and Elyria and some of the big programs here in Lorain County, but really, on that small school level, Columbia's had one of the most rock-solid programs around.
Yeah, no question. So, again, if you missed our conversation with Coach Giuliani, or Tom's conversation, I should say, with Coach Giuliani, just head on over to WEOL.com, find that high school wrestling section under the sports tab, and that'll have Coach Giuliani's interview along with all the other interviews that we've done so far this season right here on this show. All right, Tom, so we always like to kind of open it up to you here in this final segment. It's always our longest one, but let's talk about some of the results that have been in the past week as well as some of the upcoming action here with the rest of the weekend ahead. So where do you want to start as far as previous results go?
Just all tournaments. Let's start with, we talked to Chris Vondruska last week, and they went over to Kent Stone, finished 16th as a team. Jordan Fulmer comes away with a championship. Jonathan Gold comes away with a championship at 190. Jordan Fulmer, a third place finish at 215 pounds. Good showing by the Wildcats heading over there to Kenston for that tournament. Next one was Medina. I spent the all day down there on Friday. 54 teams. Wow, what a show. Seven teams from the county. Avon Lake was finished in eighth place. Columbia, 24th. Midview, 32nd. Avon, 38th. Clearview, 45th. EC, 47th. And Firelands, 48th. Some bright spots over there. Bodie Gibbs, Columbia, champ at 106 pounds. Tough, tough weight class. Mike Fry, returning state champ for Columbia, ends up with a sixth place finish over there. Some of the shoremen did pretty well over there. Jack Valerino finished in fifth place at 138. Braden Patterson in seventh at 144. Will Schnabel at sixth at 157. Nathan Schenberger from Midview, a real strong fourth place finish at 215. And a couple local kids at heavyweight. Ian Engelhard comes away with a fourth place finish from Avon. Jackson West, Avon Lake, finishes in eighth place.
This was at Medina, you
that
said?
That was down at Medina.
So
that
was 54 teams. I'll show my novice here with this time, more of a curiosity thing. How do you squeeze all of them in? Is it just in the main gym? Do they got a auxiliary gym or anything over there?
They have a Coliseum-type seating, a little bit like a Larry Catholic, where they've got seating up above. But even with that number of teams, that's a lot of people. So all the down bleachers are in. The six mats going. I helped with weigh-ins, so that I was there from 7:30 on Friday till about 9 o'clock at night. I worked the table. I worked the table all day. I worked mat one, the table, and I think I got up maybe three times all day, so the knees were a little stiff at the end of the day. But I figured I did probably 120 matches that I kept score for on our mat. So, but you know that's a little slice of heaven for me.
There you go.
I'm not complaining. I love it. Yeah. Lots of good wrestling. Lots of old friends. So, good time.
Not just the wrestlers that need to stretch and limber up. Huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
The scorers as well,
without question.
Where else did we see some action since we last met here, Tom?
Black River went down to Marion Harding. 36 teams down there. They were 27th. Mason Caberna and Colton Moskal came away with places over there. Mason at seventh at 165, and Colton fifth at 285. Wellington went down to Canton South, a little 16 teamer down there. Baron Turner came away with a second place finish at 165 pounds. Some people kind of getting out of the county a little bit. The Lady Longhorn, which was also Friday and Saturday last week, 10 county schools there. Elyria finished with a real strong second place finish. Columbia third, Avon Lake fifth, Vermilion ninth, Lorain 25th, Black River 27th, Oberlin 37th, Midview 41st, Clearview 42nd, Keystone 44th. Understanding that a lot of those teams, I think Black River only has one wrestler. So, for one wrestler to take them that far in the standings. But some really strong finishes over there. Mallory Zedell from Avon Lake finished third at 115. Emily Connolly from Leary was a champ at 120. Cora Frederick from Vermilion was runner-up at 130. Yostina Hanna from Columbia took second at 145. Nylisha Phillips, runner-up at 145. And Gabrielle Grace was a third-place finisher. Maybe the strongest weight class in the county, because you got three returning state qualifiers in that weight class. Rajan Ahashash, a champ over there. Taylor Owen, who's been tough, finished third place. And Kaylin Demigol with a fourth place finish over there. That's going to be brutal with only one division for the girls. All three of them should be in the same region. That's going to be a real dogfight there. At 170, Soraya Jackson from Elyria comes with the runner-up. Jasmine Arazo, third. And Faith Sargent of Vermillion, fourth. And then Lola Sione from Avon Lake, a third-place finish for Avon Lake there at 190 pounds.
Good deal. Rajan a senior this year?
Rajan's a senior this year, yeah.
That's hard to believe. We've been talking about her since the start
just,
over there.
She is just so much fun to watch, and she is such high energy. I really get a kick out of watching Rajan wrestle. So
good deal. Any other results to dive into, Tom?
Yeah, we got some more here. Okay. Elyria was the lone county school over at Brecksville. They finished 27th out of 46. Ben Wachter came away with a sixth-place finish. Loaded with D1 teams over there. Massillon Perry won that tournament. Perrysburg was a runner-up in that tournament. Those are two teams that are – and Brexel, the host, is third. Those are three teams that will be in the top probably eight in the state of Ohio this year, all at that tournament. Again, 46 teams over there. Brookside Brawl, second year of the tournament over there. Nice little tournament. I stopped in over there yesterday. North Ridgeville came away with a fourth-place finish. Lorraine with a fifth. Brookside was in 11th. Columbia 12th and Oberlin 14th. Some locals – kids over there. Ian Ritari, another tournament win for him. First place finish at 106 pounds from North Ridgeville. Caden Rosario, champ at 113 from Lorraine. Carlos Tomeco, champ at 126, also from Lorraine. Logan Ritario, a second place finish from North Ridgeville at 126. Josh Grimm, North Ridgeville at 132, a runner-up finish. Samir Crawford was a champ at 144 from Lorraine. Tony Rosario, champ from Lorraine at 157. And Mike Keel Lewis, runner-up at 165 from Lorraine, and A.J. Lamb from Columbia, a real strong runner-up finish at 285 over there.
What was the attendance scene looking like over there at Brookside? Always kind of curious with these newer
events. It was good. It was a nice crowd, and a pretty good mix of teams over there. Yeah, I think Bellevue maybe had a B team over there, but East Lake North was there. So there was some good competition. Rocky River was over there. Bay was there.
Okay.
So a pretty good mix of teams over there.
Sure.
Nice job of running it. Over there, Jim Patrizzi stepping in for Andrew Smith as the head coach this year. But I saw both Jim and Andrew over there doing a really good, solid job with that Brookside program
there. So some local and non-local flavor mixed in there.
Absolutely.
Over there.
So awesome nice little mix over there.
Very good. Any other results to dive into, Tom?
No, that was it result-wise. Look at the tournaments, the 50-plus teams in tournaments. That's just massive for those two-day tournaments. That's a lot of wrestling. Like I said, we started our first matches started at 10 o'clock on Friday. We didn't leave the gym till about 8:45. And that was nonstop. There were no breaks. Yeah. No breaks in the action. They do some of the wrestling on the computer now, so they just keep popping up in front of you on the screen, and we just kind of keep on rolling. So
if it wasn't already obvious, I did not wrestle back in the day, but I did run track and field for a couple of years, and it reminds me of that, basically. You show up bright and early, and you're there. You know, if you have an event at the end or if you just have to be there for whatever reason, it's a long day.
It's a long, long day.
It's a busy day,
absolutely.
Too. Good deal. All right, so where do our eyes go next for the rest of the week in this upcoming weekend?
Well, just when we get back after the new year, we start with the J.C. Gorman over at Black River, Midview Black River and Vermillion over there. That's a two-day tournament. I believe they wrestle in pools the first day and then break it out into brackets the second day. The Columbia tournament, we heard Coach Giuliani talk about that. The oldest, probably the granddaddy of all tournaments here in Lorain County. 51 years for that. A couple years ago, they renamed it after Jacob Washko.
That's right.
But Columbia, Oberlin, Elyria Catholic will be over there. Brookside heads down to Plymouth for the Plymouth Invitational. Keystone hosts the Ed Goff tournament at their place. Amherst heads over to Penn City at Perry, the Penn City tournament. Nice little tournament over at Perry. The ladies at Chippewa, North Ridgeville, Keystone, Vermillion, and Firelands will be over there on Saturday. And the Elyria girls will be at the Midwest Classic down at Tri-Valley. So another weekend full of tournaments. And I think after next weekend, then we really start getting into those double duels and dual meets for the SWC on Thursday night, and then the double duels for the LC8 on Thursdays.
You making your way to any of the aforementioned locations this weekend?
Well, I'll
Tom,
be at Columbia. I've helped run Columbia for probably well over 20 years. My great friend Ray Anthony is the tournament manager over there. Ray, for 51 years, Ray's been either a wrestler a coach, or official, or tournament manager at that tournament. So all 51 years of his existence. And that's pretty good because I think Ray's only about 55 years old. So I think he started wrestling at 4 years old. But no, that's a nice little tournament. And again, they packed that gym, and Dan Giuliani talked about it. It gets rocking. Yeah. It really gets rocking over there, and that's a fun day.
Awesome. Well, right out of the diaper and into the singlet for Ray, I guess, right? back at one point in time many moons ago. So good deal. And, again, do want to thank Coach Giuliani from Columbia for joining us here on this week's show. Always appreciate his time. Again, you can find that interview over at WEOL.com. Tom, any final thoughts from you before we say goodbye and wrap up our final show of 2024 heading into the new year?
Just get a shout-out to Becca Lynn again. She runs that Lorain County SmackDown website. Becca does a great job. Some of the scatter results, boy, she seems to get those teams to get the results to her, so I appreciate that. And I'm sure I'll be running into Becca here in the coming weeks. She follows the Black River team pretty closely for good reason.
Yeah.
But if you look at that site, a lot of pictures from tournaments, and Becca just does a phenomenal job of covering wrestling here in Lorain County. True asset for us.
We're going to have to try to get her on.
I believe so. She's a little bashful sometimes.
We can work with that.
I started working on her last year a little bit, you know, but we're going to get Becca on the air here and get her interviewed. So,
All right.
Because she has a blast doing this. Does a great job.
Good deal. And again, big thanks to Coach Giuliani for joining us. If you missed that interview, you can find it over at WEOL.com. So for Coach Giuliani, for Tom Evans, I am Ra Konushi saying thank you for listening to another episode of the WEOL High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's been brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center and Century 21 Deanna Realty. And you listen to it right here on AM 930 WEOL, 100.3 FM on the mobile app, and Tom online anytime
at WEOL.com.